All right, that's a little bit of Wooden Chips there. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Sailing music. I love this time of year because we break out all of the any song that has anything to do remotely with boats or sailing or water. You get to hear them here on WPHM. And we're dockside, of course. Our coverage brought to you by Flagship Community Federal Credit Union. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And be sure to join us tomorrow at about 11. We'll have our race day starting line coverage at 11 o'clock tomorrow here on WPHM. Right now, we're being joined by Carol Hall. Carol, you're with what used to be called the Hallway Escape.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anymore. First, can you just explain to us the new name and what that means?
Yes. So we switched our branding last year to the Hallway Entertainment because we now offer more than just escape rooms. So we have escape rooms and murder mystery dinner parties and game show nights. So all forms of group fun entertainment.
For those of us who've never done one, and I haven't done an escape room, it sounds like something that I might enjoy. I've just never done it before. What is it? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So it's an immersive storytelling experience where you and your friends come in and kind of escape your everyday life. And you're looking for clues to solve puzzles to complete some sort of a challenge.
Give us, like, what would be a challenge? Like, is it like the crack the safe kind of stuff?
Yeah. So we have a sunken freighter room.
Okay.
And the goal of that one is to end up cracking the captain's safe and discover the name of the ship. So the storyline there is that the Port Huron Museum has hired you and your friends to dive a shipwreck and discover the mystery that's involved with it.
Ooh, that breeze feels good right there.
It does.
It's a little hot and sticky down there. The wind just picked up a little bit, and that feels nice. So where are you guys located? Because if I remember correctly, you used to be up here on Huron Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and now you're in a new location.
Now we're at 6th and Union, so 1228 6th Street.
And that, what was that building before you guys took that over?
Originally, it was the Heritage Hall.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different charities operating out of that space.
Okay. And now it's all yours?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Yep. You must have a lot of space to work with.
Mm-hmm. So we have three different rooms there. We've got the sunken freighter room, the murder mystery room, and the stalker photographer's dark room. And then we also host our game shows out of a large conference room area.
So what's the game? What do you mean by game show?
Yeah, great question.
That's you picked my interest there.
Good. That's what I wanted to do. So we'll have a group of your friends in there, and we'll lead you through a series of about 5 to 6 mini games where you're competing for points. So one of the games, for example, if you get the question wrong, you have to hang on to a lot of different balls, and the team that ends up dropping the balls first loses. So it's fun to watch your friends kind of struggle under pressure and answer questions and be silly and goofy.
Like trivia questions or?
All sorts of them. So we've got one where we mash up two different celebrities' faces together, and you have to correctly identify the two different celebrities that are in the photo.
I'm going to shift gears here, and Matt, I know you're not here to to talk, but Matt Brooks is with us as well. Matt, how you doing?
I'm always good, brother. How you doing?
Pretty well. You're with what, like the Roost and all of those? You've got another.
Yeah, the Roost is a co-working space just a block away from Carol's escape rooms and etc. And the property in between the Roost and the Hallway Entertainment is a just about to open second co-working space called the Hatch.
So these are like businesses that maybe are just starting out or might need an office, but not maybe a pay rent for a whole building.
Yeah, we have a couple dozen co-working members, which represents a really diverse group of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers, basically people that maybe are tired of working out of a home office but not ready to commit to an office, a traditional office space of their own. And really the magic of co-working is a sense of community and fellowship and support for one another. It's awesome.
So how long have you been doing that then?
So our first co-working space was started back in 2014 or 15, okay. I guess, which was Loft 912, which is located downtown in Port Huron across from the Community Foundation. And a couple years ago, I had the opportunity to buy the building that became the Roost at the corner of 6th and Court Street. And Carol and I have been working hard to develop this sense of entrepreneurial. Normally I use an adjective that wouldn't be appropriate for air. Let's see. Bad.
I got it. Yep. We got it. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, for example, like I have my own space at the Hallway Entertainment, but I often go over to the Rooster, the Hatch, just because I want to be surrounded by other entrepreneurs and people that are running their own businesses just for the sense of the community.
So you guys just brought up an interesting question here. What do you do with social distancing now? You're probably not able to have all those collaborative sessions that maybe you were having.
I like the idea. The phrase social distancing is a bit of a downer. We are for social closeness, but physical distancing, right?
Okay. All right. I like that.
I think that, you know, even on the sign next to a social distancing, it just you know, social distancing to me implies that people can't have a sense of togetherness. And I think that's exactly the wrong thing that should have been the message over the past 3 months. People are really starved for, we are a communal animal. And I think the idea of social distancing for most people is a really terrifying thought, myself included. And so physical distancing, we can stay 6 or more feet apart, but still be in the same location and giving virtual high fives and telling hilarious jokes.
Okay.
And building each other up and having a great time every single day. So that's what we're doing.
I like that. I like that attitude, Matt. I really like it. What about you, Carol, as far as... You know, your business obviously involves multiple people, and, you know, are you open right now, or how are you going about things?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So we're open, and we have staggered start times, so you're actually only going to be with your own group. You'll never see any other customers at any point in time. And then we've made all the bookings private. So let's just say you and your household that have already been quarantined together for the last several months need to get out of the house,
right,
but still stay together in your own unit. You'll be able to do that, get out of the house, have some fun, and never even come in contact with anybody but our staff who is, you know, masked and cleaned up.
Well, and that's a good thing is that, you know, we're to a point where things are a little bit more relaxed, where we can have something like this outdoors and mm-hmm. keep distance. And, you know, you can get together with your friends now in smaller groups, even if it's indoors. And
Carol's businesses, they're actually the cleanest and really the safest way to have indoor fun right now. The way that, as Carol mentioned, these groups come in, it's a private experience. It's just you and your friends locked in a room together. And once that group finishes their experience, her and her team go in and essentially sterilize the room, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of reset, right, Carol, mm-hmm. for the next group of people to come in, which is at a totally different time.
Exactly. And we have the time staggered, so you'll never even run into another group.
That's great to hear. I hope that's going well for you. And if someone wants to set up one of those, what do they need to do?
They should go to the hallwayentertainment.com, and then there's a book now button. So you click on the book now button and you select which room you want, which time you wanna play, and come on in.
Very cool. Well, Matt, Carol, thanks for stopping by. Really,
my pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
It's a beautiful day. It's a hot day in downtown Port Huron.
I'm glad I get to go back to the air conditioning.
It doesn't feel quite like boat night, but it certainly is to great to be out here and seeing some familiar.
It is a beautiful day to be physically distant but socially together.
There we go. I love it. Matt, thank you. Carol, thank you. This is 1380 WPHM. As we broadcast Dockside, coming up on 12:30 here, it's Caleb. I'll take you through 2 o'clock here on 1380 WPHM.